Here we begin our hip opener based practice. So go ahead, roll your mat out across the floor and bring yourself into a supine position, just lying down on the back, starting to get yourself into Shavasana. So just flat across the earth, letting the heels, hips and shoulders and the back of the head rest into the mat. Let the arms be angled away from the hips about 4 or 5 inches, palms facing towards the sky. And just give yourself some long, slow respirations to quiet the mind, to settle the body, to help your whole being just decompress, come into a state of ease. You're letting the breath flow easily through the nasal passages. You're letting gravity overcome every cell of your existence as you rest into the earth. On the next exhale, come into pose number one. Draw the soles of the feet together into a diamond shape, into what we call supine bound angle pose, or Supta Baddha Konasana. You have the feet into a diamond, soles of the feet touching, the knees are angled away down to the outside. And you can have the hands either parallel to the thighs, or maybe some folks like to have the hands rest onto the belly, and nice easy breath as you monitor the respirations. Again, just continuing to rest into the earth. You're getting this gentle hip opener to prepare us for our practice. And inhale the arms out into a T shape and exhale those arms straight up to the sky. So the arms are now perpendicular to the earth as we enter into pose number two, Ananda Balasana, or happy baby pose. Draw the knees to the outside of the elbows, catch the soles of the feet with the hands, and you're just going to open up in this direction. So the thighs come towards your torso, the knees come out as wide as they can, and the soles of the feet face towards the sky. Those knees are bent. And you just hold on to the soles of the feet with those hands, and you just work on widening your stance and getting a little bit of a deeper hip opener here. Some like to rock side to side. Some like to stay still, centered into the earth. It's really what's comfortable for you, what you feel preferable in the moment. And then let's close up those hips, draw the ankles and knees together, push the soles of the feet to the sky so you get the legs lengthened straight up to the sky and the arms back past the ears, creating what would be a supine L shape. And draw the breath deep inside as you push the soles of the feet to the sky. And then exhale, draw both knees towards the sternum, hands around the shins, squeeze those hands around the shins, pull the low back into the earth, keep the head and shoulders back into the mat as you just squeeze and hold that pose all the air out. When you're ready to inhale, push the legs up to the sky, arms back past the ears, back into your L shape. So you have the arms flat across the earth, legs straight up. Good. Retain the breath. And exhale, knees down to the navel and sternum, hands around the shins. Keep the head and shoulders to the earth and squeeze that low back and core into the earth. Good, and then relax. Let the soles of the feet come into the earth as we close out that third pose, which is just a supine L-shaped stretch. So now you're just resting back into the earth. You have the soles of the feet into the mat, arms by the sides. And we're going to take this into a hand-to-shin stretch and work this into a twist. So take your right foot underneath the left knee into the left hand. So the right foot is lying on the mat, and the right knee is going directly across your mat, pointing to the far edge of your mat. And while you hold that, draw your left shin towards you and reach for that with your right hand. And try to have the legs in a nice line so there's no twist involved. And you just breathe easily as you try and press that right knee to the earth and draw the left knee towards your chin. Hold this for a moment. Should feel a good stretch in your quad on that right side. And then take your right hand to the outside of the left knee and roll on down. Bring that left knee down to the right side. And some folks look to the right. Maybe you could look to the sky. Maybe you can look over to the left. But you're getting a nice twist down as your left knee crosses that whole torso down to the earth. You're twisting that low spine. This is pose number 5, your twist. And then gently inhale, come on back out of it. Somehow get the soles of the feet back into the mat and knees to the sky. Just kind of roll out of that. And we'll set up and we'll get the other side in. So you're just lying on your back with the knees to the sky, soles of the feet to the earth. We come back into pose number 4. This time draw your left foot underneath the right knee into the right hand and try and push that left knee all the way across your mat. Draw the right shin towards you, catch it with the left hand, and just pull that shin towards you. So you're getting a nice oppositional effect. Left knee down to the earth, pushing across the mat, right knee towards you. Then take that left hand to the outside of the right knee and roll it down to your left side for your twist as you continue to hold on to that left foot with the right hand. And your vision is either to the sky or over to the right side. And then gently inhale, come on out of it. And go ahead, let those legs lengthen out across the earth and just rest in Shavasana for a moment. Nice, easy breath. Now let's bend both knees, get the soles of the feet into the earth, coming to pose number 6, bridge pose, or supine bridge pose, also known as Setu Bandhasana in Sanskrit. So you have the feet hip-width apart, and you're going to try and keep those knees parallel. Some folks like to have a block in between the thighs and squeeze that block. That's okay if you'd like to do that. And then you're going to press and lift those hips up into the sky. You have the knees centered over the ankles, hips off the mat into the sky, drawing the shoulder blades to center. As you create a tubular effect through the spine, you continue to breathe. Good. This brings stability through the core, strengthening through the hips, and you're squeezing those thighs. And then slowly release on down, easy into the earth. Just let the soles of the feet rest down into the mat. Good. So we're going to move into pose number 7 here. So now have the soles of the feet into the earth. And you've got the rest of the body resting into the mat. And let's perch that right ankle onto the left thigh. Take a deep inhale. And on your exhale, bring that left knee on up towards you and reach both hands to the left shin. Try and have that right hand go between the thighs and reach for that left shin as you exhale the head up towards that knee, towards that crossover ankle. And then gently inhale, release down out of it. So you've got that right ankle on that left thigh. We're going to try and double wrap here to come into a twist. Take that right leg completely over the left and then draw that right foot on the inside of the left calf. You may need to bring the left foot in the air, or maybe it can stay down. And then once you get your double wrap, have that left foot remain on the ground. Bring the arms out into a T-shape and then drop both knees to your left side and twist as you look to the right. So it's a nice deep twist through the low spine. This is pose number 8. Continue to breathe. And it's also a nice deep stretch for the glute and piriformis muscle there, deep inside the glute. Gently inhale, come out of that twist, drawing those knees back up. Uncrisscross, get the soles of the feet into the earth, and then take your left ankle onto the right thigh. Bring that right knee on up towards you. Both hands reach to the right shin. Exhale, breathe. Yeah, exhale out and then let the breath flow once you're there. Head up towards that crossed over ankle. Okay, it gives a nice deep stretch here. And gently inhale back out of it. Let that right foot rest down into the earth. Now take that entire left leg over the right. If you can double wrap, left foot to the inside of the right calf. Inhale, arms to T-shape. Exhale, your twist, both knees to your right side. And nice deep twist there. Good. Vision's over to the left as you breathe easy. And gently inhale out of it. Draw those knees to the sky. Uncrisscross. Get the soles of the feet into the earth. Let's revisit pose number 6, that bridge pose, a supine bound bridge position. So the soles of the feet into the earth, knees pointed to the sky. Press the feet down into the mat. Raise those hips on up. Hands by the sides, palms down, fingers to the ankles. Maybe you're using a block between the thighs, maybe not. And gently resting, lowering those hips back down to the mat. Release the block if you had that. Let those legs go all the way out if you wish. Take a nice, easy rest. Good. Okay, now we're going to come into pose number 9, supine gomukhasana, a really variation here. So when you're ready, bring both knees over the belly. And then take that right knee over the left knee. If you need to release the knees a little bit away from you, you can. So it's as if you're sitting cross-legged. And have both knees over the navel. And then catch the feet. So the left hand will catch that right foot because the knees are crossed, legs are crossed, and the right hand will catch the left foot. And the key here is to draw the knees towards the chin and have the heels about as high as the knees. So try not to let the heels droop down to the earth. If they really need to, you can. But here you should get a really nice deep stretch. And right down deep into that glute, right into that core, deep down. Good. And when you're ready, release, just cross the legs the other direction and catch the feet accordingly. Rest the head and shoulders to the earth as you keep the heels as high as the knees and draw the knees in towards the chin as best you're able. Good, nice deep stretch with this. Again, touching into that piriformis, kind of what happens in pigeon pose for those who know pigeon pose. And then gently uncrisscross, let the legs go into the earth. And we're going to set up for pose number 10. Remember that L shape that we did earlier? Well, we're going to get there again. Get the legs straight up to the sky. And you can have the hands back overhead, back past the ears. And then slowly inhale the arms up to the sky and hands. Now you have the hands by the sides with the soles of the feet still up in the sky. We're going to change our orientation into a seated forward fold. Press with the palms, lift the torso, drop the heels to the earth, and lift the arms way up to the sky. Now you're into a seated L shape, and exhale all the way down into a seated forward fold, Paschimottanasana. And just give yourself a few breaths to deepen into your stance. Good. The exhale taking you a little bit deeper into your fold, seeing how that works for you, letting those hamstrings stretch. All those glute stretches we did should give you a little freedom in your forward fold. So those glutes and hamstrings are really, really key. They're kind of kith and kin to one another. You're going to inhale up out of your seated forward fold, get that torso all the way upright. Let the arms come around by the sides, come into a just natural, easy position. And we're going to set up for pose number 11, oyster pose. Get the feet into a diamond shape where the soles of the feet are touching and the knees are to the outside. Take a deep inhale. And on your exhale, draw the hands underneath the calves, wrap the hands around the feet, or maybe get the palms down directly into the earth. As you draw your torso down and you just rest down into your oyster pose. Good. Long, slow respirations. Let the facial features relax, the tongue, the teeth, the lips, the nose, the eyes, and everything just rest down into the earth. Let that sense of calm touch into the inner cell of your mind. Gently inhale, withdraw, bring the torso up, withdraw those arms out of it. And then once you get the torso upright, bring the legs all the way out into a wide angle stance, a nice deep V. And inhale the arms up to the sky and exhale all the way forward into a wide angle forward fold. You're going to press the calves and the thighs and the hamstrings into the earth, heels out, toes back, and you just reach those arms out in front. This is pose number 12. For those who'd like to take it from one side to the other, you can walk your hands and walk to the left foot and over to the right foot to out to either leg. Or if you want to stay front center and just reach on out, that's also okay. Just keep the legs pressed into the earth. And slowly inhale, come all the way up out of your pose. Bring the arms up to the sky and hands back around by the sides. Now we're going to set up for pose number 13. It's just a balancing pose, a core balance pose. It's also a bit of a hip opener. So as you're seated on your mat, draw both knees towards you, soles of the feet off the mat, and then wrap the hands around the soles of the feet. Squeeze the navel in to the spine. Find your balance as you slowly lift those feet up and wide. The knees are bent, And you just try and get the spine erect as you can. And you draw the knees wide and the soles of the feet out, pointing away from you with the hands wrapped around the soles of the feet. Generally speaking, the elbows will be on the inside of the knees and hands wrapped to the outside of the feet. Use your core to keep yourself upright. Find that nice perfect balance where the navel's touching to the spine and you feel steady. That's your anchoring point. You can stay here for a few more breaths. And then slowly you'll come out of it. You come into a balancing seated ball pose. So bring the ankles and knees together. Feet are still off the mat. Hands are wrapped around the shins. Close the eyes and just rest easy. Let the mind and body be light. Nice and quiet and still. Good. Perfectly perched. Just catching a sense of levity and lightness. This is pose number 14. You can slowly let the soles of the feet come into the earth. Good. As we enter pose number 15, we're going to extend that right leg all the way out across the earth. You're going to catch the outside of the left foot with the right hand. And as best you're able, you're going to extend that left leg all the way across that right and up into the air at an angle, inhaling the left arm up into the sky. And then on your exhale, twist that left arm all the way back and look over towards that left thumb. So as you get the sits bones grounded into the earth, you're using your core to stay upright, and you're trying to make a 180 degree line from that left thumb all the way out to the left toe. And you're just breathing as you look back over that left shoulder. Good. Remember, engage that core to lift up through the crown to get your body rising out of the earth, even though the sits bones are grounded into the mat. Getting a nice deep stretch to the outside along the IT band of that left leg. Continue to breathe in your twist. And then gently inhale, come on back around out of it. Relax easy, let everything down. Good. This time let the left leg go out across the mat. Catch the right foot with the left hand and draw that right leg all the way out across the left. So just getting that other side in. Inhale the right arm to the sky. Exhale back into your twist. Use your core to support the spine upright. And you're trying to create that nice line from that right thumb all the way back to the sole of the right foot. Just continue to lift up and twist and breathe. And then gently come out, inhale, come out of your twist, relax, come into a comfortable place. Go ahead, bend that left knee and perch that right ankle on the left thigh. You may need to have the left knee all the way out, the left leg lengthened, and perch the right ankle. But ultimately, you'll have that left foot into the earth, the right ankle perched onto that left thigh. And you're going to have the hands down, palms down, fingers away as you lift up through the spine. So you want to draw the shoulder blades towards the spine. Heart is open, pressing forward towards that crossed over ankle. And again, gets a nice deep stretch into the glute, piriformis, all those deep little muscles in the whole glute region. breathing, as you're lifting the crown to the sky, the glutes are just resting gently into the earth. If you wish, turn your hands around the other direction, so palms are down into the earth, fingers are towards the ankles at this time, and we're going to rise up into the sky, keeping that right ankle perched on that left thigh. Press, use all your energy, lift on up using your glutes, your back muscles, your shoulders, your left foot, and everything is rising up. Hold that position. This is pose number 17. And when you like letting those glutes come down into the earth, uncrisscross. Let that right leg go all the way out. Perch the left ankle onto the right thigh, bending the right knee. And then, so you're getting that left ankle towards you. Get the hands back behind you, palms down, fingers away. Shoulder blades to center, heart is open. And you're getting that nice deep stretch on the right glute this time as that left ankle is perched on the right thigh. Glutes are gently resting into the earth. It's an active stance. You may need to adjust your hips forward and back until you get that nice sweet spot where you really get that deep stretch through that piriformis and glute. When you wish, turn your hands back around the other direction, so palms down, fingers towards the ankles. Press, keeping that ankle perched on that thigh. Lift all the way on up. Good. Your upward table with a variation, having that ankle perched. Find your rise. And slowly letting those hips come on down, uncrisscross, and come into a comfortable seated position for you. Give yourself a breath or two. Now we're going to work into seated Gomukhasan. With your glutes on the earth, just sitting down, bring that left ankle to the outside of the right glute and point that left knee straight across your mat. And then bring your right knee on top of your left knee and have your right foot to the outside of the left glute. Have your hands on either feet, so right hand is on the left foot, left hand is on the right foot. And you're trying to point both those knees straight across your yoga mat. Some of you may have your right knee propped up into the sky if the hip it doesn't open that much with it. But if as much as you can, try and stack right knee over left knee. Good. Continue to breathe. You might try and draw the ankles away from the glutes as you're able. Some folks like to lean forward from here. Some like to take it into a twist. If you do that, you'll take that left elbow to the outside of the right knee that's perched. But for most of us, we just hold on to the feet, let both knees go perch straight across the earth. And then switch it up. Switch it up, have the opposite knee on top. Catch the feet accordingly. And you kind of squiggle and wiggle yourself into it till you get your sits bones square into the mat, both the feet angled away from the glute as best as you're able, and the knees stacked pointing out across your yoga mat. It's a good deep hip stretch, and this is just the variation of Gomukhasan. We're not doing the arm sequence to it, just the hip opener aspect. And then little by little, come out of your pose, come into an easy space. And draw yourself into table position. So you're on all fours, arms shoulder width apart, knees hip width apart, just perfect table. Nice easy breath. Keep the navel high, be strong through the core. And we're going to take that left foot forward between the two hands. Slide the right knee back and inhale up into a low lunge. Good, nice easy breath. Heart is open. You're stretching out that whole hip flexor here with that right leg. Right leg is back, and all those, whenever you draw that leg back, it just stretches out that hip flexor. Good, just continue to breathe. Inhale, vision to the sky, and exhale, draw the hands down into the earth. Good. Curl the toes, lift up through the right knee, push back through the heel, and now we're going to angle off. We're going to drop that right heel into center, and you're going to turn your torso at 45 degrees and reach out almost like a downward dog. It's not really a downward dog. It's kind of like a variation, but the torso is doing that type of movement that you do in your downward dog. You reach out. You get the ears between the elbows and the shoulders slanted down, everything down towards the earth. Reach out 45 degrees off your mat. Good. You're keeping that left knee over the ankle. You're squeezing that right thigh, and the torso is just 45 degrees off your mat, reaching out deep down into the earth. Walking the hands back a little bit, draw yourself back front center. Right leg is still in the air. And then as you like, come down into a lizard pose, getting the forearms into the earth. This is pose number 21, lizard pose. Forearms to the earth, squeezing that right thigh. If you need to have that right knee into the mat, that's okay. Otherwise, keep the right leg up and just squeeze. Some people like to have the left foot angled off at 45 degrees. If you want to work that, you can. And then gently get back onto the palms. Let that right knee come down to the earth. Withdraw that left leg. Draw yourself back into table or child's pose. If you feel like you need a deep stretch, bring yourself up into downward dog. That's okay. So you have a few moments before we get the other side in. Long, slow breaths wherever you may be, child, table, downward dog. And then let's sit up on the other side. So we're going to come back into pose number 18, that low lunge. Bring the right foot forward between the two hands at a table and slide that left knee back. Get that hip flexor open there. And inhale, draw the torso up to the sky. Arms up, palms facing, vision to the sky. Or yeah, see how you like to be. Just breathe easy in your low lunge. And in due course, let those hands come on down to the earth. Start to curl the left toes, lift through the knee and thigh. Remember, drop that left heel into center, gain stability. Watch the right knee being over the ankle. And then turn your torso and angle off at 45 degrees. Reach on out. So the torso slanted down to the earth. Reach on out and get that nice deep hip stretch. Open hips, glutes, groins, reaching out. Breathing easy. Good. Slowly come, withdraw those arms. Come back around front center. If you still have the knee in the air, that's great. Turn that back heel towards the sky. As you lower those forearms into the mat for lizard, you can turn that right foot 45 degrees if you like. Take it deep in for that glute stretch. Down in lizard, that left knee can touch if you like. For those who can't get the forearms to the earth, you can maybe prop the forearms on a block. That just kind of gives you a lesser distance to travel to get to the ground. And ultimately get those palms into the earth. And you'll let that knee drop to the mat. Draw that right foot back. And come back all the way down into child's pose. And up to table and come into a completely supine position, come down all the way into a prone position, face down into the earth, crossing the wrists, forehead into the wrists, and just rest down into the mat. Let yourself relax down. So the wrists are crossed, forehead to the wrists, and legs, just thighs are resting into the earth. While you're here, if you like to bend the knees and just sway the feet or circle the feet, you can. And just to massage those thighs and the hips a little bit, you can do that. And then we're going to come into pose number 22, our final pose. Good. We're going to come into what we call half frog pose. So, draw the right elbow at 90 degrees from the shoulder, and then from the elbow to the fingertip is straight out across your mat. So your right arm is bent at a 90 degree angle at the elbow. Bring your left knee level with the hip, and that from the knee back to the sole of the foot is straight back. So you try and draw a right angle with your left knee. And then your vision is over to the left side, and your left wrist comes back to about where that left knee is. And you just rest down into the earth here. It's a very gentle hip opener. Just let all the aspects of the body rest to the earth. Let gravity take over. Long, slow breaths. Take it slow, easy. It's a nice way to close out your practice, letting all the muscles come into a state of ease, letting the brain and mind relax. Good. Gently come out of your pose, letting that left leg go back. Withdrawing both arms to center, crossing the wrist, forehead into the earth. And then sit up on the other side. Laying that left arm, be at a 90 degree angle, elbow out, and fingers towards the front edge of your mat. Take that right knee level to the hip, and right wrist towards that right knee, vision to the right side. Easy breath there, letting that hip open up. Good. And just give yourself some time. Just let the shoulders relax as you work in your pose. And when you wish to exit your pose, either come back into what we call Makarasana, where you've been, prone position, wrist crossed, forehead to the earth, or roll into Shavasana and close out that way. Either way, stay there for 30, 45 seconds, rest. Long, slow respirations, And enjoy as you close out your hip opener practice. Good. Namaskar.